You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Energy Intuition Transformation with Sue Williams. Sue Williams. Live from holistic-health.au.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Energy Intuition Transformation
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome to Energy Intuition Transformation. I'm Sue Williams, the Spirit Psychic, and I want to try something a little bit different with you today in my educational session. And instead of easing in slowly, I want to lead with the magic, because this week's Oracle card stopped me in my tracks the moment I drew it. And I think it's going to land for a lot of you wonderful viewers and listeners too. And this week's deck, another of my lovely little cute ones, and it's the Believe in Your Own Magic Oracle. I'm getting a bit excited. And it's created by Amanda Lovelace. And the card from this deck this week is a bit unusual, a bit different, and it's the name of the card is Mirror. So have a look at that lady who's having so much fun dancing there in the sun. And her message is, treat your body like the palace that it is. And, of course, the image on this card, she's a beautiful, full-rounded, Rubenesque woman. And, of course, she is dancing in the sun. And she's completely and utterly at home in her body. And I find this card just delightful. It's such a sweetest little image. And, of course, this woman, she's not waiting to lose weight before she dances. She's not waiting to feel worthy before she steps into the light. She's dancing now, and she is radiant now, and she is the palace. And, of course, so are you. So let's go a little bit deeper with this card reading. The mirror card is deceptively simple, and it's just such a simple little image of her dancing. But there's just the one sentence, the one image, but the depth in it, well, that's enormous. Because most of us have a complicated relationship with mirrors. Of course, it is the mirror card. We walk past these mirrors and we notice what's wrong. What's soft, where we think it should be firm? What's lined, where it used to be smooth? What doesn't match the version of ourselves we think we're supposed to be? And Amanda Lovelace, who created the cards, in the most gentle and radical act, flips all of that around. She doesn't say, love your body despite its flaws. She says, your body is a palace, not a project, not a problem to solve, not a before photo, but a palace. So think about what that word means. A palace is grand. A palace is worthy of ceremony. A palace is cared for, decorated, honored, visited with reverence. And when did you last visit your own body with reverence? Well, this card is an invitation to do exactly that. Not to perform self-love for anyone else. Not to post about it or to try and prove it. But to genuinely, quietly begin to treat the body you live in as the extraordinary, sacred, one-of-a-kind structure that it actually is. Your body carries you through every single day. It breathes without being asked. It heals without instruction. How amazing is that? It holds every memory, every emotion, every experience that you have ever lived. And that's not ordinary. That is palace level magic. So let's connect with this energy now with a short meditation. And as always, please do not listen to this while driving or operating machinery. And if you need your full focus right now, keep your eyes open and come back to experience this meditation with the replay. So make yourself comfortable and gently close your eyes if it is safe to do so. So begin by taking a slow, deep breath in through the nose and let it out through your mouth. And do that again, in through the nose and out through the mouth. And when you do that, let your shoulders drop. And now I want you to imagine that you're standing at the entrance to a grand palace. The doors are tall and golden. The steps beneath your feet are smooth stone, and they're warm from the sun. And as you step inside, you realize this palace is yours. Every room was built for you. Every corridor shaped by your history. Every window framing a view only you have ever seen. So now walk slowly through the entrance hall. Notice the walls. They carry your stories. They hold the marks of everything that you have survived, everything you have celebrated, everything that you have felt. And this is not a palace of perfection. It's a palace of living. Now, find a room that calls to you and step inside. This is the room of your body, just as it is right now. Not as you wish it were to be, not as it used to be, but as it is. And look around. Notice what is remarkable here. Notice what works. Notice what has carried you, held you, served you. And place your hand on your heart and say silently, thank you. I see you. I honor you. So now breathe that in and let it settle. Because you are allowed to feel proud of this body. You are allowed to feel grateful. You are allowed to feel the joy within you. So stay here for just a few more calm and quiet breaths. And then when you're ready, gently bring yourself back. Wiggle your fingers and toes. Take one more deep breath. And as you exhale, if they're closed, slowly open your eyes and return to the room. And now that you're in this lovely, gentle, calm space, here's something I'd love to offer you for this coming week. And it's a simple ritual that I'm calling the Palace Practice. Now, it's not a program, definitely not a challenge. It's just one small act done with intention once a day. So here's how it works. Choose one thing that you will do for your body this week. And do it as an act of reverence. Be reverent to this beautiful body that's looking after you. And of course, this is not a punishment, and it's not something to fix, but it's because you are tending to this palace that is your body. It might be applying your moisturizer slowly and with care, really feeling your hands on your skin instead of just rushing through it without thinking, it might be preparing a meal and actually sitting down to eat it without distraction. Turn that phone off. Turn off the TV. And certainly don't have any other computers or anything else going on. Because by doing that, you are tasting it properly and actually enjoying it. Another thing might be stepping outside for 10 minutes, not to exercise, but just to let your body feel the air and light and space around you. It might be stretching in the morning and saying out loud as you do it, "I am grateful for this body." The act itself is less important than the energy you bring to it, because the mirror card is asking you to shift the relationship, not the physical body so much, but your relationship to it. And when you begin to treat yourself with that kind of care, something starts to change, not on the outside, but in the way you move through the world, in the way you hold yourself, in the way you speak about yourself and to yourself. You begin to carry yourself like someone who lives in a palace, because you do. So, the mirror, treat your body like the palace it is. Well, what a card to receive. What a blessing. And what a reminder at exactly this moment, because you don't need to wait until you feel different. You don't need to earn care. You don't need to reach some future version of yourself before you're allowed to feel good within the skin you have. And the woman dancing in the sun on the card. Well, she isn't waiting for anything. She doesn't care who sees her. She just is so enjoying what she's doing. And that's because she is simply, joyfully, completely here. And that is the invitation for all of us this week. Be here, in this body, in this life, in this moment, with reverence, with gratitude, and with a little bit of that dancing in the sun energy. So if something in today's episode stirred a feeling deep within you, a quiet nudge that you're ready to explore more, just remember that I work with people through Spirit Talk Journeys, Holistic Animal Wellness, and Quantum Journeys Hypnosis, just to name a few of my modalities. And you can find all the details at holistic-health.au. And there's always that contact form there too, if you'd like to reach out to me. So thank you so much for being here with me today. And until next time, as always, have a blessed week. Stay open, stay grounded, and for goodness sake, tend to your palace. So I'll see you in our next show, and bye for now.